Live from the Daniel Scappin Studio, deep in the foothills of the North Georgia mountains, it's Mike Malloy.
Having me a ball, 'cause I got a good feeling, and I don't feel no pain at all. Riding my day, my day to play.
Well, good evening, truth seekers. And so we come to the end of this Thanksgiving holiday week, and I'm Bob Kincaid, in for a final evening. Before I head back to the my little corner of the internet over at headonradionetwork.com, and I'll get back to filibobstering come Monday. And of course, you're all welcome to come and join 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's 3 to 6 Pacific, and variations in between. It would be lovely to see some new friends during the program at that point in time. It is Friday. It is the 27th day of November 2015. One broadcast day left in November. That's on Monday. Quick message from David, the founder and owner of Blue Tribe Coffee. A special hello from Blue Tribe Coffee to all you Bob Kincaid listeners. We've been a sponsor of the Mike Malloy Show for a year now. And if you haven't checked out our coffee selections before, go to bluetribecoffee.com. See what we've got in store for you, from the delicious premium gourmet blend to our single origin Pocolum selection. Not sure what to try? Well, test the waters out with Blue Tribe Sampler Pack, which includes our most popular selections. Thanks, Malloy and Kincaid listeners. And again, that's from David, the founder and owner of Blue Tribe Coffee, a longtime sponsor and of the Malloy program, and a provider of a wonderful and satisfying product. So I guess, it's fun to engage in a little bit of frivolity on a Friday. And, of course, this is the Friday after Thanksgiving, which means that the full fury of the Christmas holiday shopping madness extravaganza is upon us. I know. How do I know? Well, because I saw a video this morning. I saw a video of hillbillies behaving badly. Mm-hmm. It was out of Kentucky, and it was from a food court, and it was a couple of white guys just brawling like mad in a mall somewhere in Kentucky, Stan. So yes, we are off and running. Only, I don't, what, how long until we can put this to bed again? We've had the run-up to the war on Christmas, but out in the broader spaces of this land we call Merca, the greatest country in the world on earth, now, today, forever, amen, under God, indivisible, we have more problems. I know what's been all over the splattered all over the news today. You know that as well as I do that another bout of freedom broke out, this time in Colorado Springs. The NRA-sponsored roulette wheel came to rest on Colorado Springs, Colorado, today. And this is probably, it is an unavoidable conversation, but it may very well be the most futile conversation we can try to have. Why? Because at this point in time, and please understand, as an activist myself in a different issue, but very much concerned about the American shooting gallery that we have become, I don't like things that don't have solutions. I don't like problems that seem incapable of being solved. But it seems like the sort of problem that we are addressing right now, for a variety of reasons, not the least of which is the pernicious effect of unregulated, unrestricted, toxic, poisonous right-wing money in our political system, coupled with the craven cowardice of far too many of our elected representatives, cowardice insofar as they are afraid to speak up to, or speak out against that insurgent group, the National Republican Rifle Association, this problem seems insoluble. You know the details, right? Today, Colorado Springs, Colorado, a gunman, and we could, it barely even bears mentioning, white, male, armed, two dead, lots more wounded. And I find myself sickeningly driven to this idea that we can't solve it. I mean, it's not that complicated a problem. Guns in America, we have too many. We need to have fewer. We need meaningful, common sense restrictions on their portability and their acquisition. I mean, I live in the sacrifice zone, as I've reminded you periodically over the course of the week. I live in West Virginia, and we're one of those states where it's very easy to get a firearm. So we have our own little problem here. There's a sort of mercantile exchange between, say, Detroit, Michigan, and Huntington, West Virginia. People come down, they bring heroin, they bring pills, they sell them here, and with the money from the sales, they purchase weapons and take them back to Detroit. It's just a circle. Instead of the circle of life, it's sort of the circle of death. But the problem can be solved, but and the polling data indicates that the American people badly, desperately want a solution, but we are being precluded from having one by Wayne LaPierre, blood-sodden monstrosity, head of the National Republican Rifle Association. I had the Republican in there because, they give some money to Democrats, but for the most part, it is. Well, you remember how Sinn Féin was the political arm of the Irish Republican Army? Well, the NRA is the armed insurgency arm of the Republican Party, or the Republican Party is the political arm of the NRA. They sort it out any way you want to. But in far better words than anything that I could offer, I had a note before the program from our dear friend Carol. She said, since you're filling in for Mike and Kathy this week, sending the Truth Seeker horn messages out through the terrestrial radio, I won't be calling in tonight to talk about Colorado Springs. Because my every thought and utterance is filled with expletives, and none of us have that kind of money to pay the FCC fines. So I'm penning a few thoughts to share with you so I and you can sort of edit out the George Carlin portions of the remarks. Before the bodies could even be collected, a right-wing nut from Congress said that if Planned Parenthood wasn't the intended target of today's white terrorist lone wolf attack, then liberals owe Merca an apology. Mm-hmm. That was when my Tourette's pretty much kicked in. To think that it started out as a mall shooting and conveniently ended at a Planned Parenthood clinic is just too cute by half. Fox News spent the afternoon contorting themselves into pretzels trying to convince their viewers that another angry white guy with a gun was just trying to rob a bank, and the doors to Planned Parenthood made a convenient hiding place. Yeah. Meanwhile, Lindsey Graham is too overcome to comment, and at this moment being rocked gently in the arms of John McCain. So as we go to the first break, a long-distance dedication for Lindsey and John from us here at the Malloy Program. We'll be back.
Hey, True Seekers, Organic Blue Tribe coffee comes in four smooth, delicious varieties, and each shade-grown batch is harvested and roasted locally in the Chiapas Mountains of southern Mexico at an elevation of 7,000 feet for the ultimate cup of indulgence every time. You won't find this premium coffee anywhere on the shelves of your local market or megastore. Blue Tribe coffee is grown with sustainability in mind, and the local farmers get to keep more of their profits than with other premium roasters. Even better, each bag of premium Blue Tribe coffee is beautifully presented in generous 1.1-pound packages, about 6 ounces more than the skimpy 12-ounce bags you find in other shade-grown brands, so you get more of what you love. And they are now available for purchase in single bags, or purchase three or more bags and they ship free. Support a responsible advertiser who has thrown his support behind our program. Use the word TruthSeeker to get a special discount when you visit BlueTribeCoffee.com/Malloy or click their ad on MikeMalloy.com and enjoy the official coffee of the Mike Malloy Show.
I'm a millennial.
I'm a millennial.
I'm a millennial. And I'm sorry. We're self-centered. We're entitled and immature.
And we're super sorry about that.
If only we could be more like our parents.
Yeah, the baby boomers. You guys were great.
60s counterculture.
Psychedelic drugs. You tried your best. You insisted we all go to college, and now we're the most educated generation in American history.
90% of the jobs created since 2009 are part-time. But let's be honest, we just don't like hard work. Oh, and we're really sorry about messing up those two wars you guys started. Sorry so many of our friends died.
We're really sorry we suck so much.
I mean, it's not like we jacked up college tuition prices or
destroyed the manufacturing industry.
Started two quagmire wars.
Gutted the unions.
Destroyed the global economy.
And left our offspring with an environmentally devastated planet stripped of its natural resources.
So on behalf of all the millennials, we'd like to apologize for being so terrible. From now on, we're going to be just like the baby boomers.
You nailed it.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I like things to always be the same. Anything new or different would scare and upset me. I was very sensitive to lights and sounds. It was almost like I had bigger eyes and ears than everyone else. So I built secret hiding places where nothing could get in. I didn't like looking people in the eye. It made me feel uncomfortable. I'd throw big tantrums over little things like when my socks didn't match. Sometimes I do the same things over and over. Until one day, I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
You can see signs of autism in children as young as 18 months. Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Hey, America. We need to have a little talk. We've got more food in our country than we know what to do with. Food at the grocery store and food in the vending machines, fast food, health food, and seafood. We've got so much food that anything people don't buy, we just throw out. Yet 17 million kids in America struggle with hunger. That ain't right. Luckily, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels. Yeah, I made that up. It's kind of catchy. Hello, people. This isn't rocket science. We could solve hunger today. To start, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. That's a website. Duh. We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
little something from Down Under you might not have heard before. It's the Di Pritchard Band. That's our good buddy John Fox on drums. The album's called Killin' Time. Sort of seemed appropriate under the circumstances, given what's gone down today in the here in the roulette pit. I want to go back to Carol's note from earlier and just share the rest of it with you, because it really does capture so much of what's got everything sideways in this country. When last we checked in, Carol had told us what was going on Fox News earlier today. She follows up and says, Chicken Noodle News, that would be your CNN, by the way, Chicken Noodle News spent the afternoon interviewing Cindy Lou from The Quick Cuts, who was hiding in the salon stockroom with her manager, Tiffany. Cindy Lou's cousin's boyfriend's best friend's brother-in-law is a cop, and his wife was texting them updates so they could share them on live television. It turns out none of what she said was pertinent or accurate, so CNN is in no danger of having their reputation for pointless violence porn impugned. Journalism is dead. Meanwhile, over on social media, our horn friend Mark, the ex-Miami-Dade cop, and another lady, a former police dispatcher, were listening to the live scanner feed from Colorado Springs, letting us know over on Carol's feed what was really happening. Their interpretation of what I would have called chaos, Carol says, on the police frequencies was invaluable and accurate. Local law enforcement have done a commendable job here. We spent all day yesterday, Thanksgiving Day, trying desperately to appreciate what little we have left so that a good many of us could elbow and punch our fellow citizens to good deals in the middle of the kicking and punching and name-calling what passes for conversation these days. Another angry white man decided to take his Freedom Protector out. Second Amendment, at least four cops and eight citizens, while terrorizing a bunch of women providing health services for poor people at a Planned Parenthood clinic. He did this, no doubt, because all he knows he sees on Fox News, and because Marco Rubio says that God's law is all that matters, not man's law. I've yet to figure out where they draw their divine inspiration to murder women during cancer screenings, breast exams, and pap smears for poor women from their Bible, but then I don't subscribe to the Republican Bible. Me neither. And throughout all of this, I kept thinking, Carol tells us, Carly Fiorina should be named as an accessory in every single one of the bullets fired today. This will give Donald Trump a chance to think up something truly disgusting to say about the victims. I'm sure he'll tell the world tomorrow he was there to witness thousands and thousands of Arabs and Muslims cheering on the shooter, while mumbling Ben Carson is on another channel saying he saw it too from atop the pyramids. As previously mentioned, Lindsey Graham is under the fainting couch, just hoping another julep will get him through this terrifying situation, which has nothing to do with guns, and God gave us the Second Amendment to protect freedom. Hold me, John! Right. Yeah. And then there's Chris Christie bellowing how he could have taken down the shooter with a mere dirty look. And Jebya, poor Jebya, just sat there looking eerily like his idiot brother, hiding his autographed copy of My Pet Goat behind his back. It's a favorite. It's a family favorite in times of crisis. And all through this, Carol says, I'm getting anonymous hate mail from a man threatening to protect a gutless liberal like me when goes down with his Freedom Protector, as he suggests I have an unnatural relationship with my father and I make a living in the world's oldest profession. Of course, Facebook tells me his missive in no way violates their community standards. What standards? No one should be surprised that the white terrorist, Lone Wolf, was taken alive and how he'll be adjudged crazy but sane enough to stand trial. He'll go to prison and white men everywhere will flock to gun stores to keep that one in our White House from grabbing their guns and sending them all to FEMA re-education camps underneath abandoned Walmarts in West Texas. They should be less surprised that absolutely nothing will be done about the gun epidemic in this country. And I think that's the central point of all of this, isn't it? There will be absolutely nothing done about the epidemic of murder, mayhem, maiming, and general violence in this country. Nope. Tomorrow, America can resume its pushing and shoving and punching people out in the name of Jesus for a big screen TV. Carol says, I'll be locked securely in my house with Cat Stevens, grateful that I have no interest in participating in the seasonal carnage that is the celebration of the birth of their blessed Savior. Yeah. In the name of all that's sane, thanks to you and Mike and Kathy for all you do. It gets lonely out here on the ledge, and you're always the ones convincing me to come back in. Queen of the Minions and your faithful Hornedanista. Signed, Carol. Thank you, Carol. Thank you very kindly. This is the Malloy Program, the day after Thanksgiving. We'll be back.
Hi, Truth Seekers, it's Kathy Malloy. Seasons are changing, and for some of us, the dark winter months and approaching holidays can negatively affect our mood or make us feel sad. I would like to tell you about Insight HT, a physician-designed supplement used by doctors for over 13 years to help their patients manage stress, feel happier, and more optimistic. It's produced right here in the United States by Nova Nutrients, the makers of Nova Joint. Insight HT is specially formulated to promote healthy brain function, improve your mood, and give you the peace of mind that comes when you're less anxious or depressed. Unlike other supplements, Insight HT works right away, so you don't have to wait for weeks or months to notice any difference. Get a special price on Insight HT with the discount code MIKE when you visit novanutrients.com or click on the ad at mikemalloy.com. Don't worry. Be happy. Try Insight HT today.
Hi, Truth Seekers. Mike Malloy here. You know, the weather's getting colder, which leaves us vulnerable to the cracking, chafing, and itching of dry, irritated skin. Fortunately, our family has found a natural solution to this uncomfortable condition from Helin Hollers. Two solutions, actually. Lemon hemp cream and whipped shea mint cream. The whipped shea mint cream is also an excellent deep conditioner for your hair and dry, itchy scalp. It's a much better dandruff treatment than the expensive commercial chemical concoctions cooked up in a lab. Helin Hollers is a little home-based business in the Ozarks, not a corporation. Each batch of these creams is handmade using organic ingredients they compound themselves, so you can be sure of their purity and quality. The good folks at Helin Hollers are committed supporters of this program and are committed to producing the best herbal products to serve your health. Visit Helin-Hollers.com or click on their ad at MikeMalloy.com and enjoy soft, smooth skin all winter long.
It's Thursday night and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool. And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody, squeeze in. Say cheese!
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car, which, if you're buzzed... could be the most expensive night of your life. Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Today, my new dad and I shot off a rocket in the park.
Today, my new son and I failed to shoot off a rocket.
He knew exactly what to do.
I had no clue what I was doing.
We set up the rocket. Hit ignition. And then?
And then nothing. Sometimes I laugh when I'm frustrated.
Then out of nowhere, the rocket launched into the air.
The rocket did get into the air.
I've never seen anything fly so high.
And then crashed into a kite.
Look out! Look out!
And then the pond.
I'll never forget that day.
I'll never forget that day, even if I tried.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Dad! Come on! Over here! Look at this, Dad! Over... Whoa.
The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing!
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go, like hiking, biking, fishing, or camping. Or do your own thing when you get there with family and friends. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting.
Location?
In the forest, near the side of the road.
No need for alarm, sir. The forest is where bears live.
But this was no ordinary bear.
No ordinary bear?
Yeah, one second I'm having a smoke taken in the view. Next thing I know, I am face to face with Smokey Bear.
Let me guess, Smokey had a tip for you.
He did. He must have seen me toss my cigarette on the ground. He told me never to do that because it only takes one spark to start a wildfire.
He's a smart bear. Did you know that 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans? That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
That's what Smokey said. I had no idea.
That's why Smokey's famous, and you're not.
Good point.
If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference, because 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Twenty-six minutes before the hour, Truth Seekers, on this Friday evening edition of the Mike Malloy program. I'm Bob Kincaid, live from the hills and hollers of West By God, Virginia. Update coming out of Colorado Springs, and I guess. Update, though, a third person has died. A third person has died in Colorado Springs so that pasty-faced, doughy, paranoid, mostly white people can feel secure when they strap on a Smith & Wesson hog leg to go down to the Rippy Mart for a gallon of milk and a loaf of bread. Because, as Wayne LaPierre has so frequently warned Merca, it's a dangerous country out there. And it is, but he never follows up and says that the people who made it dangerous are the NRA. I despise the NRA. I loathe them with a special brand of disgust. I wonder when Wayne LaPierre goes to shave in the morning, does he look in the mirror and just see rivers of blood flowing down his face? Can he hold the razor in his hand, or is it too slick from the blood that are all over those self-same hands? One paragraph from the New York Times update saying that a third person has died indicates the authorities reported that three people were killed, a police officer and two civilians, and nine were wounded and this is the part that grabbed me. Before the suspect finally surrendered more than 5 hours after the first shots were fired. 5 hours. Five hours. I dare say that were any one of us in anything remotely resembling that situation, and most of us cannot even conceive it, that probably after the first squeeze of the trigger, the, oh dear God, what have I done, is going to kick in. And there won't be 8 wounded and 3 dead. And the New York Times won't refer to them as civilians. Civilians? Since when is that the appropriate reference inside the New York Times style guide? Civilians. Civilians only works in context if we admit that we are an armed camp, that we are in some sort of warfare state. Civilians is the antonym to soldier. Civilian is the antonym to marine. Civilian is the antonym to sailor. Civilian is the antonym to military personnel, or perhaps police officer. But no, one police officer and 2 citizens? One police officer and 2, dare I say it, innocent bystander? But we've cleaned, I guess we're in the process of cleaning it all up and making it sort of sanitized. Civilians. How about 2 unarmed victims? Well, that'll probably get the right wing upset. Well, see, they're just trying to prove that America, that's what you liberals have done there. They've convinced America that everybody here is a victim. Right? More than 5 hours. And the fact that it took 5 hours, that's nothing that you're going to, that should be, that's not the fault of law enforcement. The only fault that it attaches to that is to the guy who started shooting. And I just want to make this abundantly clear. I don't know if there are any God-fearing, upstanding, Bible-believing, Christ-centered, Christian, Second Amendment devotees out there. But if you are, understand me now, I'm about sick of you. I am disgusted with you. This is not a generalized screed or jeremiad against firearms. It isn't. I live in a place where there are actually legitimate reasons for having a firearm. But we need to understand one thing. Because of the National Republican Rifle Association, the insurgency supporting right-wing America, we can't say a blessed word about the daily one after another in seemingly endless string of murders and mayhem and woundings and maimings and suicides and homicides and killings in this country without somebody saying, yeah, but see, if you just trying to take away my right to protect myself under the Second Amendment, amen. But up until the moment when whoever this unnamed individual was, and I don't much care for this notion of not naming shooters, because that runs contrary to the idea of a free press and a free society. Up until the moment when he squeezed the trigger the first time, odds are about 9-1, 99-1, that he was one of those lawful gun owners. Just like most every shooter in this country is a lawful gun owner until they squeeze the trigger, the L falls off of lawful, and they just become awful gun owners. anywhere, any day, any time, anyhow. Intentional acts, negligent acts, accidental acts. Well, Marveline, I sure didn't mean to when we was meeting over there to the Starbucks and my purse fell on the floor and my Freedom Protector fell out of it and shot you right in the leg. Gosh, I didn't, but it happened. And, you know, we're coming up on Christmas, and, of course, we'll have to deal. There's a family out in Idaho that will have to deal in tremendous sorrow and anguish and guilt and everything else with the fact that hubby bought wifey a Freedom Protector purse that she could put her Freedom Protector in, and while she turned her back in Walmart on the day after Christmas, her two-year-old pulled it out and blew her brains out with it. Or the good God-fearing, upstanding, Bible-believing, Christ-centered, right-wing Republican politician lady in Michigan who had just gotten herself a brand-new Freedom Protector brassiere. And reached in to pull out her Freedom Protector and managed to shoot herself right through the heart. They're all lawful gun owners within the meaning of the Second Amendment and the various lackluster, paltry, pathetic, pusillanimous laws that we try to pass regarding firearms. They're all law-abiding until the moment they squeeze the trigger. Every last one of them. And so anytime if you happen to be on social media or if you're just talking and somebody says, oh, yeah, but what about the lawful gun owners? You can explain to them that the distance between a lawful gun owner and an awful gun owner is precisely the amount of distance that a trigger has to travel before it engages the firing pin to strike the shell. And that is a short distance indeed. And this is just another day. And very likely nothing, not a blessed thing, is going to be done. But we should at least recognize those who have the courage to say some small bit of something about all of this. And thus we turn to Ohio Senator Sherrod Brown, kind of a progressive member. He's a progressive in terms of progressivism inside the Senate. And he said, listen, normally, talking about shooters in America, normally they look more like me than they look like Middle Easterners. They are generally white males who have shot up people in movie theaters and schools. Indeed. And Senator Sherrod Brown, we might just add that the vast majority of them were those precious, darling angels, beloved of the NRA and the right wing, the lawful gun owner. This is the Mike Malloy Show. I'm Bob Kincaid.
Don't take your guns to town. He laughed and kissed his mom and said, you're Billy Joe's a man. I can shoot as quick and straight as anybody can, but I wouldn't shoot without a cause. I'd gun nobody down. But she cried again as he rode away. Don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town.
Hi, Truth Seekers. It's Molly Malloy. If you have kids, you know they can be picky eaters. Lots of mac and cheese and pizza. Green leafy vegetables, not so much. I want to tell you about another great product from Nova Nutrients. It's called Nutramin Pure, and it's specially formulated from all-natural plant-based ingredients to make sure growing kids get all the minerals they need for healthy development. Nutrimin Pure provides all the prebiotics, calcium, and other essential minerals that might be missing from their diets. Even better, Nutrimin Pure is a dissolvable powder, so there's no pill to swallow, and it doesn't have that bitter, chalky taste of many other mineral drinks that kids don't like. You can mix it in fruit juice or hot chocolate, and your kid won't even know it's there. Shh, we can keep it our little secret. Visit NovaNutrients.com or click on their ad at MikeMalloy.com and make sure that special child in your life has everything they need to grow and succeed.
Welcome back to The Cat Show. Up next, we have Nico. Nico is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right. A group known especially for their sunspot sleeping, ball chasing, leg rubbing, couch purring, bed leaping, and of course, companionship.
Wonderful. And what breed would you say Nico is?
I'd have to go with a tabby-ish Persian kind of mix.
Tremendous cat.
I'd also like to point out her coat's wonderful mix of colors. Is it black, gray, black, brown?
Somewhere in between.
Indeed.
You know, it's always special when we get to see a cat like this.
Just look how she struts.
It's like she owns the place.
And how she's so incredibly cute in her indifference to commands.
A strong-willed feline.
Ah, and see how she curls up and cuddles her person.
The pitch on her purring is simply perfect.
Nice one.
I know. Fantastic cat.
Fantastic indeed. But really the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Nico is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
I'm in almost every school bus and classroom.
I go to school with your children.
We say the Pledge of Allegiance together.
You see me around the neighborhood, and you tell me that I'm a pretty good kid.
Well, I'm one out of every five children in America, and I'm struggling with hunger.
This problem is closer than you think. My teacher tells me we can grow up to be whatever we want.
I want to grow up to be someone who doesn't go to bed hungry.
There's enough food in this country to feed everybody.
Please visit feedingamerica.org today and find your local food bank for ways to help.
Every dollar you donate helps provide 8 meals for kids like me, quietly struggling with hunger.
Together, we are Feeding America. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
I wasn't prepared to be a caregiver to Mom, but a little over a year ago, we realized she couldn't take care of herself without our help. And, well, how could I not be there for her? I had no idea how hard it would be, and just what I would need to know. Things I never thought of, like how to improve her mood and, even for me, ways to stay positive. Luckily, I found the Caregiving Resource Center from AARP. It had articles about the basics that got me started, but also information about the hurdles I was facing in this new role. I could even connect with experts and hear from others who had been in my place. I know this road we're on isn't an easy one, but I'm really happy to have the extra help for her and for me. Caregiving Resource Center at aarp.org/caregiving. Articles, tips, and tools to help you both care for your loved one and care for yourself. This message is brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Ten before the hour on this Friday evening Malloy program. And a little, just a little advance warning. In the second hour, we'll be having a conversation that I hope will be as scintillating to you as they always are for me. We're going to be talking with a dear friend of mine, and I've tried to share with you some of my good friends over the course of this week. On Monday, we talked with award-winning author Jeff Biggers. Last night, a wonderful conversation about the way we go about teaching the next generation to reuse, renew, recycle, Steve Trash. And this evening, in the next hour, we're going to talk to Dr. Bill O'Brien. Now, you may not know Dr. Bill, but I have a feeling the Horn family commune congregation does. You might, though, Truth Seeker, want to get to know Dr. Bill a little bit better. He is live on the Horn from 1 to 3, Mondays and Wednesdays, and he's live on the horn from 1:30 to 3 on Tuesdays. And in a world where the right wing, and particularly noted prevaricator David Barton and those who enable him, people like Glenn Beck and others, simply make up American history on the fly to suit their bizarre proto-fascist right-wing agenda, Dr. Bill is a repository of real history. For a couple of years now, Dr. Bill has been sharing his wisdom, his knowledge of American history and the origins of this country for free with anybody who cares to listen in and participate. His podcasts are available over at whiterosesociety.org under his own subpage. And if you sit down and start listening to what Dr. Bill has to offer, what you'll be receiving is master's degree level American history. So I thought in the second hour we might take a little bit of time and talk to Dr. Bill about how we got to where we are in terms of firearms, in terms of attitudes about attitudes about guns and our personal relationships with them, those of us who have them. And moreover, even go so far as Ron up in the unfrozen north in Canada just asked a few minutes ago, why doesn't anyone ever mention those preface words in the Second Amendment, a well-regulated militia? Well, indeed, we will talk about that coming up in the second hour. Dr. Bill O'Brien, college history professor, former president of the Beckley campus of Concord University here in West Virginia. And while, as our dear friend Jude pointed out to me, it's worth noting that, of course, when we say Colorado Springs, what we mean is the beating heart of evangelical fundamentalism in the United States. Colorado Springs is the home of the United States Air Force Academy, which, of course, as Mikey Weinstein at the Military Religious Freedom Foundation has so often documented, has become just a hotbed of fundamentalist evangelicalism, such that our military is a sword arm of radical Protestantism in many ways. And, of course, Colorado Springs is also home to Focus on the Family, founded by one James Dobson, Dr. James Dobson, who couldn't put a Band-Aid on without killing someone. Yeah, Dr. James Dobson, who tells, who has advised parents, because he's an ED, he's a degreed guy, he's got an EDD from the University of Southern California. What you people were thinking, I will never know. Who has advised, among other things, who has advised parents that when their children misbehave, that they should beat them until they cry real tears. He's also told fathers of young male children that the best way to keep their little boys from catching the homosexual is to take them into the shower with them and show them their junk. No, really. So, yeah, that Colorado Springs, for anyone who's wondering. But lest we forget, long before this particular lawful gun owner took firearm in hand and went out to protect freedom in Colorado Springs, we had another freedom protector overnight. In the wee early morning hours, you know, in a lot of parts of the country, if you're hungry at 1 o'clock in the morning, there's one place you know you can go and get food cooked hot to your liking. Burger, breakfast, matters not. I'm talking about Waffle House. And down in Biloxi, Mississippi, Stan, a man named Johnny Mount was having breakfast about 1 a.m., when he lit up a cigarette during his meal, and the his server simply said, "Sir, smoking ain't allowed in here. You'll have to go outside." At which point, he pulled out his Freedom Protector and scattered her brains all over the grill. No, really, he shot her in the head for telling him not to smoke in the restaurant. Because it ain't legal to smoke in the restaurant. She was 52 years old. He was carrying a 9mm handgun that was concealed under his shirt. Because freedom. Wolverines! Yeah. All right, we'll be right back. This is the Molloy Program.
Hi, Truth Seekers. Hey, thank you for supporting one of our favorite advertisers, Blue Tribe Coffee. We've heard your glowing reviews and are glad you're loving this organic, shade-grown premium coffee. We love it, too. So join the club. No, I mean literally, join the club. The Coffee Club. That's right. Due to overwhelming repeat orders from Blue Tribe-loving Truth Seekers, there is now a Coffee Club, so you can have your favorite coffee delivered to your door each month for an even greater discount. How cool is that? All you have to do is visit BlueTribeCoffee.com/coffeeclub and place your Coffee Club order for either 2 or 3 bags of your favorite varieties, and they ship free every month. For a limited time, you can join the Coffee Club at a special Truth Seeker discount so you get more of what you love. Remember, each bag of Blue Tribe coffee is a generous 17.6 ounces, not the skimpy 12-ounce bag you find from other roasters. And this coffee is grown responsibly with minimal environmental impact. So what are you waiting for? Visit BlueTribeCoffee.com/coffeeclub and never run out of your favorite coffee again.
Do you think you won't be able to make your next credit card payments? Or have you already missed a few payments? Have you thought about getting one of those quick loans to make up those payments? At Family Financial, we firmly believe that replacing debt with more debt is not the solution. We are a nonprofit organization that for more than 20 years has helped thousands of individuals like you eliminate their credit card debt. If you qualify, Family Financial will contact your creditors to establish an affordable payment plan, negotiate lower interest rates and minimum payments, bring your accounts current, and stop those annoying collection calls, saving you thousands of dollars in interest. Our certified counselors will work for you, not for the creditors. Why wait until your debt gets out of hand? Call Family Financial now. 877-789-4167. 877-789-4167. 877-789-4167. 877-789-4167. Not available in all states. Results may vary. Not a loan company.
Thank you. Flakes of light glitter and play for you, and made of glass dreams from the past wait for this day. And if you try, look in the sky, one star is shining through, and on this eve you can't believe it's far away. And then the night comes alive with lights to dazzle.
Six past the hour as we enter hour number two of this Friday night edition of the Molloy program. During the absence of Mike and Kathy off enjoying the holiday week with family. And again, I hope they've had a lovely time of it. We have here, thanks again to the wonderful and delightful Agnes, who is helping to keep me sane here by making all the magic work. Thank you, dear. As I mentioned before the top of the hour, Dr. Bill O'Brien is among my very best friends. In fact, it can be said that I got back into radio after a long time away because of Dr. Bill. He had to be away from a local program that he was doing, and it just so happened that I was looking to start doing radio again, and I began filling in for Dr. Bill. That's how the last 10 years begin to unfold, which was actually the last 12. He is as learned a man on the subject of the founding of the United States as anyone I know. He studied for his PhD at the University of Wisconsin under the man who rewrote the study of the founding of the United States, a professor by the name of Merrill Jensen. And I thought it would be instructive to have Dr. Bill on to talk a little bit about how we got to where we are vis-a-vis the gun violence nightmare in which we find ourselves. Good evening, Dr. Bill. How are you?
Bob, I'm great, thank you. I you were doing so well. I hate to interrupt you, but it's a pleasure to be with you on this Friday evening. Thank you.
It's a joy to have you on. You follow the news as closely as do I. You've got to be horrified by, and it seems like it's just ratcheting up worse and worse and worse and worse. From your understanding of American history, has gun violence ever been this bad in this country?
Bob, I don't think so, and I think that it's. The possession of guns has, in to my way of thinking, has assumed so much more significance and so much importance politically, that it never had before. One of the things that it, of course, confuses a lot of folks is the Second Amendment. Because the Second Amendment doesn't specifically say what the Supreme Court finally said a few years ago, which is, the idea to
everybody gets
a gun. Everybody can have a gun. And the question is, why didn't the founders say that? Well, the fact of the matter is, in the 18th century, my thinking is that the vast majority of folks, at least in rural America, had guns, and so the idea of having versus not having a gun was never even a question. I don't think it even occurred to anybody to put this in there. I've read in the proposals for bills of rights from a number of states, a number of the former colonies as they began to draft state constitutions with independence. And they put in there something about, they always put something in their constitutions about militia. Because the basic idea was that everybody in a community had a responsibility to serve if called. And so the availability of guns, of course, was part of it. But somehow assuming that we were confronted with a government whose number one priority was to take away our guns, it seems to me never... that just didn't come up. There was no reason to write it in there because it seemed to me it was a non-issue.
On the frontier, and I believe perhaps in a coming segment, I think I'd like to get back to this, Dr. Bill. There is a strain of paranoid resistance to the idea of government itself that runs through the founding of the country and runs through the expansion. The westward expansion of the country, but the people that you're talking about having firearms and being part of a well-regulated militia, those firearms were, for all intents and purposes, tools, were they not?
Yes. I mean, they were the way you survived. I mean, that's how, that's not only the way you defended yourself, it's the way you It's the way you brought in food. It's just things that everybody had to have. And so this issue today, this luxury, you know, of having or not having a gun, and the fact that there's some Darth Vader-like government out there that's poised at every moment to take away our right to own a gun, and enslave us as people, and of course the insidious assumption from that the fact that you have a gun, there's no gun that I can think of owning that would keep the government out of my house if they wanted to come in, if you know what I mean. So
drones come to mind.
Yeah, I mean it's just ridiculous, and you know, so. But I think it's assumed a level of political importance, you know, way beyond where it ought to be. I on the other hand, when you get into the into the use of guns and people's susceptibility to violence and to use them, and I can't tell you the number of people I've talked to that say that the reason they don't own a gun is because I really don't trust my temper. I'm afraid if I had a gun handy, I'd use it. So therefore, I'm better off not having one. And I've talked to a number of people that feel that way. And I just don't think that the ownership of guns to most thinking people is that important. It frightens me to death. The violence that's occurring out there, you know, with handguns and
because it has become ubiquitous.
It's just awful.
I mean I know where you live. You're in southern West Virginia. Have you ever gone out to the store and seen some poor cowardly soul with a firearm strapped to his hip because he was too terrified to go to the grocery store without one?
Yeah, it's amazing. My wife told me that she saw somebody in a department store in the area not too long ago that had a gun strapped. And the point is, people are doing that now because they can, you know, and especially in this state.
Is it some sort of fetishistic turn on? Do you think?
I think it is, and I think it's, you know, when I, for example, this situation in Chicago that. The latest situation in Chicago with the policeman that shot the Laquan 16 times. I can't put my finger on it. I don't understand it. I'm not a psychologist, but I don't know whether the psychologists even understand it. But I've always believed that that there's something about the combination of the uniform and the gun that changes a personality and brings certain elements of a person's personality to the fore that, you know, depending on the makeup of that personality can be very dangerous. I don't quite understand it and I don't know what it is, but I know that there are personality types who ought not to have access to a gun. And
yet, under the interpretation of the Second Amendment, especially what was it, the Harris case most recently?
Yes.
There's no room in there for the fact that there are personality types who should not have a firearm. There's no room in that decision for the fact that the way that decision's written, the only way we find out someone shouldn't have a gun is after they have tragically proven it to the world.
After they have misused the right. The situation that you just created, Bob, about the personalities who ought not to have a gun. The question is, how do you approach a person with that personality?
If you don't feel safe in a grocery store, how do you tell them I don't feel safe? I mean, it's a real conundrum.
And because there has been so much made of your right to carry a gun, that if you even infer to somebody that right ought to be taken away, suddenly you've created a situation.
Right, and they'll come after you. We've got to take a break, Dr. Bill. But when we come back, let's run back into the 19th century where we're both sometimes more comfortable. Okay.
Okay, Bob.
This is the Mike Malloy Program. talking guns, unfortunately. I'm Bob Kincaid. We'll be back.
Hi, Truth Seekers. It's Kathy Malloy. Mike and I are now both proud evangelists for Nova Joint. Nova Joint healed my hand pain, and now Mike takes it to knock out his knee pain. Here's what a listener from Santa Fe has to say about her experience. Quote, I am a 67-year-old woman who has played percussion in an African marimba band for 14 years. Plus, I am a paper engineer who hand cuts all the parts for my books. My hands have really taken a beating over the years, and my joints were freezing up and aching. I heard about Nova Joint on the Mike Malloy program. Kathy's testimonial about her improvement in her joints made me want to try this product. I am amazed. After 7 days of taking 2 tablets a day, I have no more pain and my hands are stronger and much more flexible. I can even open jar lids again. Thank you for this great product. End quote. True Seekers, you've heard the unbiased reviews. You've heard our personal stories. What are you waiting for? Visit NovaJoint.com and mention the discount code Mike and free yourself from joint pain forever.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila, she has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie, this is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Keep a little talking to man, mano a mano. Hey, Steve! It's now a good time? No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Only in the forest can you see this. And this. And this. But nothing beats the moment you see that. That's your child's eyes opening up to a world of possibilities.
I didn't know it could do that!
Because one trip to the forest can spark a world of difference.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go, like hiking, canoeing, fishing, or camping. Or create your own adventure with family and friends, and you might just see this. Your moment's out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
We first opened about 10 years ago. We were small, just a few of us, but it was exciting. I always dreamt of having my own business. It was kind of slow at first, but things started picking up. We had big plans. But in our wildest dreams, we never thought we'd have this much work. Yeah, with so many businesses caught off guard by the storm, Reed Waste Management has never been busier.
What will become of your business after a disaster? Nearly 2/3 of businesses aren't prepared for an emergency, and 40% of businesses that experience a disaster never recover. Make an emergency plan now, before it's too late. For a free online tool that helps you develop an emergency plan to keep your business up and running should disaster strike, visit ready.gov/business. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the American Red Cross, and the Ad Council.
And so at 21 minutes past the hour, we return to the conversation. I'm talking with Dr. Bill O'Brien. I think it's safe to call him a progressive historian. Before I go back to Dr. Bill, though, a note from Ray. The general population can't be reached, Ray writes from Florida. Too far gone. A week from now, the media will have us talking about abortion and Trump and convincing us to be afraid of homeless women and children without a country. The truth, morals, logic, and sense of humanity have become a victim of the 21st century. We live in tragic times. There are no more words. Hope's heart is broken. Jude says, you've brought to the table this week, Bob, such stellar human beings with your interviews. May you be repaid a thousandfold for the paths you travel. Thank you, Jude. Thank you very kindly. So, Dr. Bill.
Yes, sir.
Let's go back to the 19th or perhaps even 18th century, where we're ever so much more comfortable.
Okay.
The idea of the firearm as tool on the frontier is not just theoretical to me. It is, in point of fact, it's part of my history. Mm-hmm. My multi-great-grandfather, when he was busy stealing land from the people who had lived here for 10,000, 15,000 years, the story comes down through my family that he plowed with the traces in his teeth, one hand on the plow and another hand holding a loaded, ready-to-fire musket. Mm-hmm. That was the reality of the frontier. And in point of fact, a whole bunch of the paranoia that still obtains in the United States comes from that. From the colonial period, when do I recall this correctly? The King of England had said, "No one shall." He'd put a ban on the westward expansion past the Allegheny Front. Isn't that correct?
Right.
And
right.
The people on the frontier said, "We're not going to. We don't care what the king says. We're going to do what we want."
And of course, the what was really behind the ban was to make the land available for speculators, friends of the king's, investors, and so that the land would go up for sale. And there was such a crush of population wanting out there at that time that there was no way to stop it. But there was potential trouble out there, and England knew it. And England felt that the only way to avoid having to intervene in a bad situation was to try to stop the flow of population west.
Because otherwise they were going to have a war on their hands, right?
They were going to have a war. And the other thing is that too many settlers could interfere in some areas with lucrative trade with the Indians. In some cases, in some areas, depending on the nature of the wealth that existed there, if the fur trade, for example, was very strong in a particular area, then naturally, from England's point of view, the goal would be to keep settlers out of there, because the more populated the area became, the less plentiful the fur supply became, and so it was a matter of wealth in terms of trying to control the flow of population as to how much and where it went. And it was impossible to keep a lid on it. I mean, there's no question. And so consequently, trouble on the frontier did occur. But I think the mention you continually make about the frontier and the values associated with it, Bob, and the extent to which they play a role in what the conversation is about this evening, which is the abuse of firearms. I think is a very, very important issue, because I think there's a lot of mythology associated with the frontier, the identity of the frontiersman, so to speak. I'm not trying to redirect the program into some historical context, but
oh, do please.
There was a very prominent book written in the late 19th century, in the 1890s, by a historian who, interestingly enough, was at the University of Wisconsin, Frederick Jackson Turner, And it was called The Significance of the Frontier in American History. And Turner's whole thesis...
If you'll stand by for a moment, I want us to jump into that into the next segment.
Okay.
If you don't mind, we'll...
That'd be great.
We'll pick that topic up again.
Okay, great.
This is the Mike Malloy program for Friday, the 27th of November, 2015. And we'll be back with more with Dr. Bill O'Brien. Maybe sort out a little bit of this firearms-based madness yet. I'm Bob Kincaid.
Hi, True Seekers. Kathy Malloy here with a little beauty secret I discovered accidentally and now can't live without. It's Calendula Lip Balm from our very own Helen Hollers. And while it's wonderful on your lips, it's downright miraculous on your wrinkles. I know you're wondering how I first used lip balm on my wrinkles. Well, I ran out of my expensive nighttime eye cream and I was desperate. After only one night using the Calendula Lip Balm under my eyes, I could tell an immediate difference. After a week, the results were stunning. People ask me if I had a chemical peel or laser treatment. Now I'll never go back to those pricey, chemical-laden products again. This all-natural organic salve only contains 4 ingredients and only costs $4 a jar. And a jar has lasted me over 6 months. I cut my beauty routine budget and my fine lines by 80%. Visit HEALIN-HOLLARS.com or click on their ad at MikeMalloy.com and watch the years disappear for pennies.
Listen up, True Seekers. We're very excited to announce that you can now order the official coffee of the Mike Malloy Show in single bags. If you haven't tried it yet, this is what you're missing. Delicious, organic, premium coffee from the beautiful highlands of Chiapas in southern Mexico, which produces some of the finest mountain-grown coffee in the world. And each package of Blue Tribe coffee is a full 1.1 pounds. That's 17.6 ounces, not the 12 ounces you find from most roasting companies. And also, unlike most other superior brands, the good folks at Blue Tribe Coffee roast each batch themselves at an elevation of over 7,000 feet. And we're proud to say the owner of the company is a loyal listener to this program. So when you buy these delicious hand-roasted beans from Blue Tribe Coffee, you're supporting us as well. Shipping is free when you order 3 bags or more. Such a deal. Use the code TRUTHSEEKER to get a special discount when you visit bluetribecoffee.com/Malloy. Or click on their ad at MikeMalloy.com and start enjoying this mellow blend today.
Unexpected reactions to smart financial decisions brought to you by FeedThePig.org.
Well, I finally did it. I improved my credit score.
You're kidding, right?
No.
How are we supposed to be the bad boys of electro-synth pop if you're out there being responsible? The band is about to be discovered. This is our year.
Yeah, you've been saying that for a while now.
You think anyone in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame was worried about their credit score?
I never really thought that.
Of course they weren't. Rock stars aren't supposed to think about that kind of stuff. We're supposed to think about how many guitars we've smashed, write aggressively sensitive power ballads, start questionable fashion trends, tragically break up and blame creative differences.
All right, just... I thought maybe it was time to take control of my finances, you know? Start using a budget. Get out of debt. Set some goals.
A budget? Debt? Set some goals? Listen, I knew that we'd have our creative differences, but I was hoping they'd involve a little more scandal.
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
My name is Dale Pazinski. I'm 19 years old, and this is how I live United. I've always been kind of a computer geek, and I found a way to use those skills to help the homeless in my community. For people facing hard times, computer skills and a basic resume are so important. It may seem like a small thing, but it makes a huge difference in people's lives. So with United Way, I created a program where I work with the homeless. Together, we go through their whole job history, write a resume, and then save it on the very own USB drive. We provide workbooks and training certificates. I even budgeted for cupcakes so we can celebrate as a class when one of our people gets a job. That's huge. When somebody says, hey man, that job that you helped me apply for, I got it. That's what Living United feels like to me. My name is Dale Pazinski. I help people achieve financial independence. So I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, Live United. Go to liveunited.org, brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to The Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for their couch-snuggling, ball-chasing, face-licking, tail-wagging, backyard-hanging, and, of course, companionship.
And what breed would you say Satchmo is?
I'd have to go with maybe a lavish terrier-hound chihuahua-looking kind of mix.
Tremendous dog.
I'd also like to point out Satchmo's coloring, a white, gray, brown, black brindle. Simply marvelous.
You know, it's such a treat to watch a dog like this.
Now, let's see him in action.
Look how he makes eye contact with his person.
That's actually known as the treat stare.
How intuitive. And now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles.
Ah, the happy dance, so common with this group.
And finally, the loving face lick.
It's great how he just gets in there and, well, licks.
Fantastic. But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
A single ember from a wildfire can travel over a mile. It can ignite and destroy your home and even your community. To that ember, all those branches hanging over your roof might as well be giant matchsticks ready to spark. The pile of dry leaves and twigs clogging your gutters are the perfect kindling to start a fire. And all those debris piles and brush around your yard, which you haven't taken care of yet, are pure lighter fluid, ready to ignite. There are some fire hazards that aren't clearly marked, and they can impact you and your neighbors. Learn to spot them, because your home is better protected from wildfire damage when your whole community is prepared. Visit fireadapted.org for more tips on how to get started adapting your home and community to wildfires. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Six minutes before the hour, Malloy program for Friday, this Friday after Thanksgiving. I'm Bob Kincaid, talking right now with my good friend Dr. Bill O'Brien, progressive historian. Well, historian, as the saying goes. They apply it to science, but what is it? Science has a well-known liberal bias. Well, the facts have a well-known liberal bias, I think, Bill. And you were talking about the frontier impact on the United States and our gun culture. Hopefully, right. We can pick up where you left off.
Well, yeah, I had mentioned Frederick Jackson Turner's frontier thesis, the significance of the frontier in American history. And what Turner pointed out was that in the late 19th century, in the 1890s. What we had come to know as the frontier in the traditional sense, a line of civilization that was constantly moving westward, had pretty much reached its end by the end of the 19th century. The nation had expanded across the continent, and California was being settled, and many people. We're beginning to see that the nature of American society itself was changing. And Frederick Jackson Turner's point was that the census of the year 1890 was the first one to indicate that the urban population in America was growing at such a rapid pace that it would very quickly overtake the rural population existing in the United States. And the point of that to him was that this meant effectively that the frontier as we have known it throughout American history was over. And he raised the question, what will that mean in terms of America's cultural development, in terms of our ideas and our values? And then he goes through and points out how many of our values are built upon survival in a frontier environment. He talks about individualism. He talks about aggressiveness. He talks about the importance of the nuclear family. He talks about the independence of the individual, the fact that the individual must remain independent and not look to depend on anybody else. And, of course, all of these are values that feed right into the development of capitalism, of course, that's developing by this time in the late 19th century. And basically what Turner argued was that America was in for crisis because the value system of the American experience was so intricately tied to the existence of the frontier that America was in for a shock. Well, of course, one of the things that happens during this period is that it's in the 1890s that American foreign policy begins to move much more aggressively overseas, specifically into the Pacific. And everybody has their eye on China and the population of China and the market potential of that. And that's the point in the late 90s, of course, with the Spanish-American War and the war in Hawaii, America's war in Hawaii, and the conquest of Hawaii.
And the general rise of American imperialism, in other words.
Of American imperialism overseas with the desire to set up coaling stations and gain access to the China market that existed at that time. And all the major nations of Europe were in China at the time competing for influence and advantage. And the United States felt that it would be suicidal for us not to be there. So the reality is that the aggressive elements of the American frontier culture that Turner was so much about began to be reflected in our foreign policy priorities as they were being articulated at that time. And so I think what Turner has pointed out is part of the ingredients of the culture that gives rise to what we're seeing today with the idea of independence and guns and the threat of big government and the idea or the ideal of independence and I don't need anybody and I don't need to be dependent on anybody else and the idea that I can go into a Lowe's or a Home Depot and depending on which department I need to go to, I can be my own carpenter, my own plumber, my own roofer, my own electrician, my own painter. I don't need anybody. I can be totally self-sufficient and take care of all my needs for myself and my family by myself. And that seems to me to epitomize this thing that Turner talked about in the 1890s, which was so directly related to the expansion west of the frontier through the 19th century. And you know, I think it's very, very much a part of this experience. And of course, the fact of the matter is, a lot of very, very influential people, namely corporations and those who want to preach the message of independent and free market capitalism, jump all over this. Because what it does is it buries the emphasis, it buries the idea of community, it buries the idea of interdependence, it makes interdependence look like weakness, and you know, on and on and on. I mean, you can just develop this thing to the point that it seems to me all being reflected in what we're seeing at this time. And Bob, what bothers me more than anything else about this is that very, very influential people who should know better feed this for reasons, for their own agendas, their own political and economic advantage, and all the rest of it. They are feeding into this.
Yeah, this is not by any means accidental, is it?
No, I don't believe it is.
Well, let me transition then and ask you also to sort of, for people who are not familiar, bring us up to speed on that notable work, The Paranoid Style in American Politics.
Okay, Richard Hofstadter.
Right.
Richard Hofstadter wrote this, and you know, this paranoid style in politics, and his basic, you know, his basic thesis is that this sense of paranoia, this idea that somebody is out to get us all the time, and we need to constantly be vigilant and constantly be strong and constantly be on the alert. And of course, it you don't have to go too far to say constantly make sure that you're well armed. All of this is part of this ethic, and you're right, Bob, to take this and transfer it into the political realm, because indeed that's where it belongs. And I think this may be, I don't know, at this point in my career, I'm becoming very, very fixated on the idea and the interests that are most, which are most responsible for creating these kinds of priorities and these kinds of issues, and overblowing them, over dramatizing them. On our program, on the virtual center program that we have 3 days a week on the Head On Radio Network, in one of the Federalist Papers, very rarely looked at, I would encourage people to look at it. It's Federalist number 55. In that Federalist paper, James Madison warns the nation of those about those who would create an image in their mind of what they would like the ideal citizen to be in order to support the particular nation that they would like the kind of nation they would like America to be. And then they'll do everything they can, because of their positions of wealth and power, to promote that ethic to the point that it becomes, it becomes generally believed amongst the masses in the population. What Madison is particularly worried about at that time is the very negative view of human nature that exists. His concern was that there are a lot of people that are trying to paint a very bleak, negative view of human nature, that all men are aggressive, all men are self-interested, all men are greedy, all men are selfish, all men are only out for their own advantage. And what Madison points out in Federalist number 55 is, if this were true, then our efforts to create a republic, our efforts to create a popular government, a government in which people theoretically can rule themselves, would be foolhardy and a waste of time. Because if human nature was actually like that, then self-government could not work.
It would be a futile act.
Exactly.
Well, with that in mind, then, if we take as a given, Dr. Bill, that the problem has been deliberately created, does it not stand to reason, conversely, that the problem may be deliberately solved?
I would like to believe it could be solved, Bob. This situation,
That's where it becomes a Gordian knot, isn't it?
Yes.
That's where you've got to deal with money and politics. That's where you've got to deal with, in my opinion, abuses of the First Amendment.
Right.
That's where you've got to deal with you've got to solve a lot of problems before you can solve the one that is killing a bunch of Americans. Well, in the next segment, maybe we'll take a run at solutions. This is the Mike Malloy Program. I'm Bob Kincaid. Stick around.
By the time my first dawn, somebody holding me, they said, I welcome you to Crackerpot's Palace. We've been expecting you. You bring such joy in Crackerpot's Palace.
Hi, Truth Seekers. If you find yourself grasping for words or just feeling a bit foggy, now's the time to support your brain health with E-Factor. E-Factor is a new product from Nova Nutrients and was especially designed by a physician to help keep your brain healthy and active. Testimonials from people who are using E-Factor are starting to come in. For example, quote, I started using E-Factor to help with mental clarity, to focus, and to help my memory. The first day I took E-Factor, I noticed I was much more alert, energized, and able to concentrate better, end quote. Here's another one. Quote, I asked my wife to try E-Factor because she complained about being groggy when working on the computer, and she had the same great results. I know that when I feel more alert, I can be more productive, and that is exactly what I've been looking for, end quote. So, keep your brain in shape with E-Factor. Click on the ad at MikeMalloy.com or visit NovaNutrients.com and be sure to use the special discount code MIKE at NovaNutrients.com. Oh, and love how you feel.
A single ember that escapes from a wildfire can travel over a mile, carrying a world of trouble. It can land, ignite, and destroy your home and community. You can't control where that ember will land, only what happens before it does. With simple things like clearing areas around buildings, knowing community safe zones, and being prepared for wildfires, you could keep this from turning into this. Your home is better protected from wildfire when your whole community is prepared. Visit fireadapted.org for more tips on how to get started adapting your home and community to wildfires. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Reba McEntire, and I wanted to take a moment to talk to you about a serious problem right here in our own backyard. Did you know that there are nearly 16 million kids struggling with hunger in America? That's one out of every five precious children in this country who might not get to eat dinner tonight. But hope is just around the bend, because there's enough healthy, nutritious food produced in this country to put a smile on the face of every last hungry kid. And that's when the Feeding America Nationwide Network of Food Banks steps into the picture. They collect surplus food, engaging their communities in solving hunger and giving hope to the hungry kids and their families. But they need your help. So join me in supporting Feeding America and your local food bank. Find out how you can help at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
I want to thank my mommy for loving me so much, for taking me out to the park, for reading me books, for
taking me to the doctor when I broke my foot in ballet rehearsal,
for leaving me alone when I wanted to be alone.
And now, as a grown-up, I'm thankful for being able to take care of you, my dear mom, for having the chance to take you to the park, for reading you those books we enjoy so much, for being able to take you to your therapies after you twisted your ankle, for understanding that sometimes you simply want to be alone.
Roles change without us noticing. And in your new role, we help you help. Visit aarp.org/caregiving to get practical health and wellness tips to provide even better care for your loved one. Remember, visit aarp.org/caregiving. AARP, we help you help. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Minutes before the hour, we're talking with Dr. Bill O'Brien, historian, American historian extraordinaire. Dr. Bill, as we talk about the effect of paranoia on the Americans, on the American experience, and on American politics, the problem becomes somewhat knotty, and by that I mean knotty, and not naughty. Mm-hmm. I have a question here from Carol, who asks, do you think policing changed after 9/11 when the government gave police departments military-grade weapons to use against citizens? And by extension, does that fuel the paranoid fire?
Bob, I think that's an absolutely fabulous question, because I really believe it does. And to be honest with you, my thinking on that particular issue is based just on this particular question, and the fact that the person who asked it just asked it. I hadn't really thought a lot about this before, but there's so much to that, because the personality types that we were talking about before kind of received a license to come out into the open in 9/11, if you will. Suddenly, the very ingredients of personality, of character, that are most, I think, are most volatile when you throw guns into the mix, suddenly become those very elements become legitimate after 9/11. They become the accepted way that you can combat the enemy that became so visible in 9/11. And because that's the way we approach problems. That's the way we define problems. Richard Hofstadter's paranoid, a story about paranoia in American politics is based on the idea that that's really is what it's about. We're constantly creating enemies that are out to destroy us in our way of life and factioning ourselves as the only people able to successfully combat them.
Because the question has been put forward, Bill, in the context of the conniption being thrown by the right wing about Syrian refugees, the question has been put forward, what could a Syrian, even if you assume for a moment that somebody from ISIS sneaks in, what could, and if you ignore the fact that no refugee has ever become a massive terrorist, for that you have to look to your Timothy McVeighs and, you know, the domestic types.
Right.
But under the worst of circumstances, what could a refugee do to this country that this country is not already doing to itself?
Exactly. You know, and if you look at the 9/11 attackers and who they were and where they came from, the level of education they had and all the rest of it, these are not the people who come to the country as refugees at all.
Most of them were here on student visas.
And I believe that's right. And so the issue being an issue of controlling and monitoring the issuing and monitoring of visas would seem to me to be more of an issue.
And if you consider the well-regulated militia language of the Second Amendment, even that is grounded in our recognition of our colonialist origins, because the well-regulated militia was not included in 1787 necessarily in case the British came back. Of course they would, but the militia was there for purposes of perpetuating the slaughter of indigenous people, and in the case of the Southern delegates, they insisted upon the Second Amendment, did they not, for purposes of providing the color of state law for runaway slave hunters.
Exactly, for catching slaves. Exactly. And, you know, Bob, you know, this whole issue is one of the things I said in the last segment kind of ate at me during the commercial breaks. And because I made the point when I was talking about Madison's number 55, and I said it's rarely ever read. And I kept thinking to myself during the break, why is it so rarely ever read? Why is it that the Federalist Papers we read are the ones about if men were angels, we wouldn't need government at all, and human nature is so self-interested, and man will always join factions, and man will always seek to unite with others in order to pursue his own self-interest. All the values that feed into a nation that puts its priority on a set of values which feed an aggressive, independent, self-motivated capitalist agenda. And that, I mean, and so that means that there's no interest in making the general public aware of Federalist 55, but there's every interest in the world is making sure that everybody knows what's in Federalist number 10 and Federalist number 51, and the idea of competition and
Exactly that, and reinforcing the Hobbesian view of life as being nasty, brutish.
And brutish and short.
Exactly, exactly. Dr. Bill, I want to thank you so very much for joining me this evening.
Bob, it's been a pleasure. And I got to tell you, even just sitting here listening to the commercials, everything is running so smoothly. And I know you're going to tell me who's responsible for this.
That's the boss. That's the lovely Agnes, immediately to my right.
She's doing a great job. It sounds fabulous.
Thank you, Dr. Bill. Thank you very kindly.
You're very welcome.
Have a good
evening, Bob.
Bye now.
Bye.
The one and only Dr. Bill O'Brien. You can hear him every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday on the Horn stream. Head on RadioNetwork.com. You want to learn history to refute your wingnut relatives? You want to be ready next Thanksgiving? Spend a year, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, with Dr. Bill at HeadOnRadioNetwork.com. Well, that's 2 hours. I think there's something going on with Einsteinian physics here because they're just flying by. This is the Mike Malloy Program. I'm Bob Kincaid. Stick around. We'll be back.
Hey, Truth Seekers, it's Mike Malloy. Have you tried Blue Tribe Coffee? It's a small-batch, organic, premium coffee from the Chiapas Mountains in southern Mexico that's roasted at 7,000 feet. Chiapas is also a home of the heavily sought-after Elephant Maragohipe coffee bean. Whether you select the espresso, premium, gourmet, or single community blend, each variety is every bit as delicious as it sounds. Blue Tribe Coffee operates locally in a small mountain town, so when you purchase these premium beans, you can be sure that a larger percentage of your money is reaching the local community farmers. Historically, these hard workers have been exploited and unfairly paid in the coffee chain of production. And remember, the owner of Blue Tribe Coffee is a devoted Malloy truth seeker. So with each order, you are supporting the local farmers, this program, and enjoying an exceptional cup of organic coffee at a bargain price. Don't wait. For a limited time, you can use the code TRUTHSEEKER to get a special discount when you visit BlueTribeCoffee.com or click on their ad at MikeMalloy.com and place your order today.
Go, Caleb!
Come on, hit a homer, Jesse!
Let's go, guys!
Hey, did you guys know that kids who play sports earn more money when they grow up?
Of course. I knew that.
Hey, did you guys know that kids who read books have a bigger vocabulary?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Wow, jinx. Did you guys know that friendly children have more friends?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's true. I knew that. Did you guys know that winter babies are better at music?
Everyone knows that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's pretty obvious.
Yeah,
obvious. Oh, hey, guys, did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but they're not?
Huh, I didn't know that.
I'm pretty sure I knew that. I'm pretty sure you didn't.
Parents who really know it all know for sure that their child is in the right car seat at the right age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child is protected. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Another one, another time.
6 past the hour. Hour number 3. Live and in person from the hills and hollers of wild, wonderful West By Cole, Virginia, Stan. I'm Bob Kincaid, and I sure have had a blast this week. Agnes and I both have, and hope you have enjoyed it as well. I thought we might, and this might be a little bit dodgy, but I thought we might open the phones for conversation if you want to engage in it in this hour. I spent a lot more time this week re-engineering than I had expected to, and I've been tweaking with the phone system as well. It might work, it might not, but we can certainly try. We tested before the program began. So the number is area code 304-663-4676. That's the number that we ordinarily use during the horn programs. And 4676 conveniently spells, haha, how about that, horn. 304-663-4676 if you'd like to join in the program. And another little reminder, after the program closes at what would be about 12:05 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 9:05 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, conversation on Friday nights on... after the Malloy program, always continues with the Horn Malloy Skype chat group. For those of you unfamiliar, it's a free-for-all sort of roundtable, open forum in which truth seekers and Horn Denistas engage every Friday night, capably moderated for many years now by our good friend Sparky. If you'd like to participate and never have, just send a contact request on Skype to Sparky Dunk, SparkyDunk, Sparky Dunk, and you can be part of that rollicking conversation that has been, it's been known to go on for hours on end on a Friday evening, and you are welcome to join in. Also, a special hello from Blue Tribe Coffee to all the members of the Horn Family Commune Congregation. Blue Tribe Coffee has been a sponsor of the Mike Malloy Show for a year now. And if you've never checked out our coffee selections, go to bluetribecoffee.com and see what we've got in store for you. From our delicious premium gourmet blend to our single origin Pocolum selection, if you're not sure what to try, then test the waters with the Blue Tribe Sampler Pack. That includes the most popular selections. Thanks, Malloy and Kincaid listeners. Signed, David, founder and owner of Blue Tribe Coffee. Try it. You will be very, very glad that you did. I'll tell you what, it was 2 months now back when... my son and I stopped by Shea Malloy, and Kathy put a pot of that on, and I tell you what, oh, if they could make perfume or cologne out of that, oh, it smelled heavenly brewing. Unfortunately, I'm a decaf kind of guy, but Ferg said it was magnificent. So, also, the other thing I've neglected to mention this evening, if you'd like to reach me by email, the email address is Bob Kincaid, BobKincaid, Bob Kincaid, @gmail.com. You can find me on Twitter, @BobKincaid. And curiously enough, on Facebook, there it is again, Bob Kincaid. Jump right in and we will have a rousing exchange of ideas. So, I'm pretty much sick or sickened by all the gun violence talk. It's relentless, and it's every other day in this country. And like I said, and as Dr. Bill observed, you'd like to think the problem can be solved, but it yet remains to see if we can. Because thus far, the death grip, and I do mean death grip, that the NRA has on our political process seems unassailable. And such being the case, it remains to be seen what we can do. My personal belief is that the goal of the National Rifle Association is actual civil war, and their desire is to eradicate the last vestiges of representative government such as we still have in this country, to create a plutocracy or an oligarchy in which government is inexorably tied to corporate America. I think there's a word for that. Come on. It starts with an F. Fascism. Yeah, that's it. The marriage of the power of corporations and the power of the state. Yeah, I think that's where, unfortunately, I think we're in this handbasket, and that, instead of hell, may actually be where we're going. So just a couple of hit and miss things as we wind the program down through this hour. And I almost hesitate to touch on this, but I had a note earlier today over on Skype. And if you'd like to reach me on Skype, by the way, Bob Kincaid Horn. See, we try to work for some consistency here. BobKincaidHorn. I had a message from John. And John had his suggestion was, I'll just share it with you. He said, please bring this up on your or Malloy's program. And this goes back to the fulminating that's been going on over the last 7 to 10 days about the reemerging myth, and it is a myth, it is an entire, utter, absolute falsehood, of Muslims celebrating on September 11th, 2001. It never happened. Ben Carson claims to have seen it on video. There's no video for him to have seen it on. Trump claims to have seen it. It didn't happen. But as John pointed out, he's almost right. Yeah. There were not Muslims arrested or seen on September 11th celebrating the strike against the Twin Towers. But there were, in New Jersey, across the Hudson River, there were five individuals who were seen celebrating. Their names were Sivan Kurtzberg, Paul Kurtzberg, Oded Elner, Omer Marmari, and Yaron Shmuel. They were later apprehended near Giant Stadium while driving in a van that was registered to an outfit called Urban Moving. They were, in point of fact, they were Middle Easterners, all right. They were Israelis. And those are the people who were seen celebrating. But in the world of right-wing politics, it matters not. You can take one thing, say it's completely another, and Emery and Marvelline sitting in the Barca lounger with Fox News pouring like poison into their ears. Yeah, see that? See that, Marvelline? Them Muslims was a-dancing. And you know how we feel down the Baptist church about dancing. They was a-dancing on September 11th. Only they weren't. And I hesitate to even bring that story up because it opens up the can of worms that is September 11th. Because those five guys have long been thought to have been Mossad agents working inside the United States. Mm-hmm. This is the Malloy program. Stick around. We'll be right back. Keep on rocking in the free world. Keep on rocking in the free world. Keep on rocking in the free world.
Keep on rocking in the free world.
Hi, Truth Seekers. It's Molly Malloy. I have a secret to share. I'm a mosquito magnet. If there is a single lonely mosquito in a 10-mile radius, it will find me. Sadly, this attraction holds true for gnats, biting sandflies, no-see-ums, and pretty much any irritating flying insect. And it's so hard to find an effective insect repellent that doesn't contain a bunch of nasty chemicals that might cause who knows what kind of scary problems for me in the future. But there's one all-natural product out there that keeps me bite-free all day long. Summer Scent Insect Repellent from Heal & Hollers. It's called Summer Scent, but it works just as well in the fall, winter, and spring. It smells great, too. Well, I guess the bugs don't think so because they steer clear of me when I put it on. Try it for yourself. Visit healin-hollers.com or click on the ad at mikemalloy.com to keep the bugs at bay the all-natural way.
Hi, I'm Kelly Clarkson, and I've toured the country dozens of times, and there's one thing every state has in common: childhood hunger. The sad truth is that 17 million kids don't know where their next meal is coming from, or if it's even coming at all. Yet there are billions of pounds of surplus food around the country at farms and warehouses that could help end this injustice. But all that food is useless if it doesn't get where it needs to go. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks gathers surplus food and gets it to hungry kids before it goes to waste. But they can't do it without your help. Join me in supporting Feeding America and your local food bank. Find out how at feedingamerica.org. Together we can solve hunger. Together we're Feeding America.
To help solve hunger in your community and to find your local food bank, visit feedingamerica.org. That's feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Peekaboo! Peekaboo! Smile!
Smile, buddy!
Come on, smile! Oh, honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy. You know how boys are.
Or maybe he's teething. Oh, poor baby. I think his gums hurt.
Maybe he's just tired.
Or maybe his tummy hurts. He didn't eat that much.
Maybe he's not ticklish.
You think maybe he's scared of the dog?
Maybe he'll outgrow it. Maybe it's a phase. Maybe he just doesn't like smiling.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No Big Joyful Smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs or see a doctor today for an autism screening. The sooner it's diagnosed, the better. And it can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
This is Nnamdi Asamoah. I play football for the Philadelphia Eagles, but what I do off the field with United Way might be more important. I'm a volunteer tutor and mentor. Why? Because over a million kids a year drop out of school, and that's not okay. It takes 12 years to create a graduate, but it takes about the same time to create a dropout. And the difference between a child becoming one or the other could be me, or it could be you. Studies show that if we get to these kids earlier, their chances are better, and kids who read well by third grade are more likely to graduate. So join me in United Way. Suit up and take the pledge. Become a volunteer reader, tutor, or mentor. Because when a child succeeds, we all succeed. Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Live United. Take the pledge at unitedway.org. Brought to you by United Way, the Ad Council, and the National Football League.
Twenty-one past the hour. I thought that as we wrap things up on this Friday evening, well, we spent a lot of time on a variety of different topics over the course of the week, and the one place I really haven't gone is the one place that I find myself most often considering. So I've got a little triptych of stories here that I thought you might find interesting. A few years back here in Appalachia, after years and years and years of noticing that the water near mountaintop removal coal operations was nothing if not vile, after years of watching people who live near mountaintop removal turn on their taps and have this vile, filthy, stinking stuff that looked like tomato soup and smelled like death itself come out of their taps from their wells because, well, this is a very rural state and we don't have a lot of public water supplies. And the one we did have, well, January of a couple of years ago got poisoned, and along the way 300,000 people were involuntarily enrolled in an ongoing experiment to see how much of a particularly deadly chemical they could ingest and develop cancer, say, 10, 15, 20 years later. We call that, you may remember it, we call that the Freedom Disaster. When you have water problems are kind of noticeable. The water will stink, or in the case of the Freedom Disaster, smell like licorice and burn your skin, or make you pass out. Sure. But if the problem is the air, what do you do? Because in the case of air pollution, and it's similar to water, by the time your water is noticeably bad, you've probably already been poisoned for a while. And by the time it gets to the point where you can see the air pollution, smoke, smog, what have you, then that in that instance, too, the damage has probably already been done. It's a case of what you can't see can kill you. And so a few years ago, as a result of scientific investigations and statistical analyses that have taken place in Appalachia in the Sacrifice Zone, where over 500 mountains have been destroyed and a couple of thousand miles worth of freshwater streams, the capillaries to the water supply for a big chunk of the southeastern United States, had been outright buried, gone forever. Well, as a result of those stories, those research, stories is a bad word because it implies falsehood, but as a result of the accounts given by local residents in combination with statistical analysis and outright scientific research, we found out that people in this region are breathing air that is toxic. And science has indicated for us that the culprits are what are called fine particulates. Now, when we say fine particulates, we're talking about anything ranging from a 1,000 microns down to 250 down to 10. The EPA has a standard called particulate matter 10, particulate matter 2.5, and particulate, and then there's no other standards below that, even though there should be. Well, what happens, we found out, is that when one breathes in these particulates, and we have a lot of them because one blast on one mountaintop removal site can equal the impact of 25 Tomahawk cruise missiles at one time. Well, a lot of dust is generated, and it's generated on that ultra-fine, microfine, fine level. And there's no way that you can keep from breathing it in if you're a human being living near this stuff. And so we find out that there are cancer clusters, birth defects, heart disease, pulmonary disease, genitourinary diseases. And neither local government, the industry, nor even the federal government much cares. We have been here in Appalachia, the canary in the coal mine. Well, other parts of the country are figuring it out as well, and we'll talk about that when we come back. Stick around, Truth Seekers.
Hi, Truth Seekers. Mike Malloy here. Are you a type A personality and can't seem to relax or quiet your busy mind? Maybe you're overwhelmed by stress or tension and have problems sleeping or suffer from seasonal sadness. Well, I've got good news. Inside HT has a 13-year-long proven track record of beating anxiety, sadness, sleeplessness, and stress and restoring well-being. Inside HT contains cocoa flavonoids that support brain function and restore emotional balance. Now, don't take my word for it. This is what a longtime Insight user had to say. Quote, I've used Insight HT for over 10 years now to help calm down negative mental self-talk that often worked me into a frenzy. The constant, repetitious thoughts were just exhausting. When I take Insight HT, those thoughts disappear into the background so I can feel calmer and think more clearly. End quote. So try Insight HT today. Get a special price with my discount code, M-I-K-E, when you visit novanutrients.com or click on the Insight HT ad at mikemalloy.com. Don't worry. Be happy.
Hi, Truth Seekers. It's Molly Malloy. By now, you've heard my mom and dad talk about how much they are enjoying their new favorite morning refreshment, Blue Tribe Coffee. The smooth, chocolatey undertones of Blue Tribe Premium, the rich aroma of the new Blue Tribe French Roast, and the smoky sweetness of Blue Tribe Espresso. Now, I'm too young to drink coffee, so I have to take their word that it's as delicious as they say. But I am old enough to appreciate that Blue Tribe Coffee is a company with a conscience. Their coffee is grown organically and sustainably, with minimal environmental impact. And because it's harvested and roasted in the small mountain town of Chiapas, Mexico, the local farmers and roasters get to keep more of the coffee profit. Blue Tribe is good for the environment, good for the farmers and community, and tastes good too. Well, so I've heard anyway. Visit bluetribecoffee.com/Malloy or click on the ad at my dad's website, mikemalloy.com, and start your day deliciously.
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard. So you don't need to ditch the car and start rollerblading to work.
I look ridiculous.
You look ridiculous!
You don't need to start foraging wild berries.
I was skeptical, but these are actually pretty good.
You don't need to sell your organs on the black market.
Lie back. This is gonna hurt.
Yeah, that hurts.
You don't need to rent out your apartment to drifters.
I made a fire with the wood in your bedroom.
That's my dresser!
And your closet door.
You just need an internet connection. Don't get left behind. Start your personal savings plan with the tips and tools on feedthepig.org. That way, you don't need to sell all your belongings and live in a commune.
These dungarees belong to all of us now, Tom.
Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
It's Thursday night, and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool. And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody, squeeze in. Say cheese!
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car, which, if you're buzzed... could be the most expensive night of your life. Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hey, America. We need to have a little talk. We've got more food in our country than we know what to do with. Food at the grocery store and food in the vending machines, fast food, health food, and seafood. We've got so much food that anything people don't buy, we just throw out. Yet 17 million kids in America struggle with hunger. That ain't right. Luckily, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels. Yeah, I made that up. It's kind of catchy. Hello, people. This isn't rocket science. We could solve hunger today. To start, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. That's a website. Duh. We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
I wasn't prepared to be a caregiver to Mom, but a little over a year ago, we realized she couldn't take care of herself without our help. And, well, how could I not be there for her? I had no idea how hard it would be, and just what I would need to know. Things I never thought of, like how to improve her mood and, even for me, ways to stay positive. Luckily, I found the Caregiving Resource Center from AARP. It had articles about the basics that got me started, but also information about the hurdles I was facing in this new role. I could even connect with experts and hear from others who had been in my place. I know this road we're on isn't an easy one, but I'm really happy to have the extra help for her and for me. Caregiving Resource Center at aarp.org/caregiving. Articles, tips, and tools to help you both care for your loved one and care for yourself. This message is brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
So we were talking a little bit about the sacrifice zone. And as it turns out, that's plural, sacrifice zones. Have you ever noticed that none of these toxic waste hellscapes are ever built next to a mining executive's home or a fracking CEO's vacation getaway? Yeah, me neither. No, for the most part, extraction industry takes place, and I'm not. It's a chicken or the egg kind of thing. The extraction takes place in poverty communities or communities that hover around poverty. And the reason I say it's a chicken or the egg kind of thing is because I'm not sure if the extraction brings the poverty or if the fact that poor people are living nearby makes the extraction industry say, well, you know, what the hell, why not? Let's go poison them for profit. Yay, capitalism. So when I read a story like this coming out of New Mexico, and it was published in The Guardian, when I read a story like this coming out of New Mexico, I sort of look at the people involved in the story and I go, hey, cousin! Here in West Virginia, years ago, we had a group of older women who called themselves the Sylvester Dustbusters. And I know or knew them. And they took Massey Energy to court and won because Massey's massive coal operations had rendered their homes worthless. One woman lived in a beautiful place that at one point had been valued at $150,000, and by the time Massey was done, it was a $12,000 unsaleable ruin because you could never get away from the filth. Well, for more than 20 years, out in New Mexico, four grandmothers who call themselves the Four Grams have been telling anybody who would listen what the coal, oil, and gas industry has been doing to San Juan County, New Mexico. And it turns out, once again, here's science. And when you see a story like this, you understand all the better. Another story whereby Republicans in the Congress are going hammer and tongs for all they're worth to try to shut scientists up because they don't like what science is doing. Because science is, in point of fact, pointing out the tremendous cost that is imposed on these communities by the relentless search for profit, absent any sort of morality or ethics. I almost laugh when I say those words and I'm thinking about a corporation. There's no obligation that a corporation have morality or ethics or mercy, or once they've poisoned or killed people, that they exhibit remorse. No. It's all about the money. Show me the money, right? One woman describes that the area of New Mexico where she lives as the toxic tour of hell. Granny McNall does. There are 20,000 in one county, and I realize counties can get big out west, but there are 20,000 wells, active, inactive, abandoned, whatever, in San Juan County, New Mexico. And guess what? They're leaking. Mm-hmm. It turns out NASA satellites last year identified a methane bubble over Aztec, New Mexico that was visible from space. It's kind of the way mountaintop removal sites in Appalachia are visible from space. Mountaintop removal sites from space look like cancer because they are. Well, the methane bubble is visible from space over Aztec, New Mexico. Dr. Detlev Helmig is a research professor at the University of Colorado in Boulder. He's been working with NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, and they're monitoring emissions from the gas industry's wells. He surveyed a gas field in Utah and found that on the order of 7 to 8% of the overall produced natural gas is vented into the atmosphere. We're talking about absolutely mind-bending amounts of methane. But as the Guardian article points out, it's not just methane. It says, and I'm quoting here, the things being released read like a devil's cookbook of nastiness: benzene, which causes leukemia and other health problems, polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons that cause cancer. And we had to learn about polycyclic. You know, it's really tough on us hillbillies. We have to learn all these big words to figure out why we're being killed. And I guess the same thing probably goes in a place like New Mexico or Utah. Yeah, polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons that cause cancer. And toluene, which is a contributor to birth defects. Back here in Appalachia, a pregnant woman who does not smoke but lives near a mountaintop removal site has a 181% greater chance of giving birth to a baby with respiratory birth defects than a woman who smokes while pregnant but lives nowhere near a mountaintop removal site. And the same sorts of things are being done all over the country. There is so-called sand mining in eastern Minnesota and western Wisconsin and northern Iowa, where they are literally blowing up small hills that consist of sandstone that is of just the right grain for pulverizing, putting on train cars, and sending into the fracking hell fields of the United States, where it's part of the fracking process. In another 10 years or so, there will be cancer clusters in places like New Auburn, Wisconsin, just like they already have elevated rates of disease in San Juan County, New Mexico. One of the most fracked areas of the United States is Weld County, Colorado. And physician Dr. John Hughes, monitoring that area, said the levels we're seeing in that region are highly elevated over what we would have expected. What we found in our study is that the patients that live closest to the wells have the highest concentration of some particular volatile organic compounds in their bodies. Everything from cancer to, you know, eye disorders to toxicity symptoms, just like these patients that I saw exposed to the natural gas wells. But that's okay in America, because it's great for the shareholders. It's wonderful for the coupon clippers and the hedge fund managers and the CEO class and the investment bankers who front the bond issues for the monumental corporations that go and do all of these things. There is nowhere safe in the United States. People ask me, Bob, you talk about all this. Why don't you leave Appalachia? 'Cause there's nowhere to go. There's nowhere safe on this planet. Agnes and I were watching a little documentary about the indigenous peoples of Mongolia, because we do things like that. And we're not much for dancing with the millionaire's nose or whatever the latest thing is on TV. And, of course, I ruined everything because I looked at Agnes, who was watching some an ancient culture from Mongolia who hunt using eagles. And I said, hey, honey, guess what else is there since they probably started filming this thing? She said, what, the mountains? I said, no, mountaintop removal. Peabody coal is in Mongolia, and they're mining for all they're worth. And those indigenous semi-sedentary cultures, they can go die because it's not good for the bottom line. We have a saying over on the horn. We've even got a bumper sticker. It's just four little itsy-bitsy words. They want it all. And it is absolutely, undeniably truth seeker. It absolutely is. Where does the time go? The break coming up. We'll be back. This is the Malloy Program.
This is Mike Malloy. Being a kid today isn't easy. If you have kids in your life, you need to know about an innovative product from Nova Nutrients designed to help them succeed. Visit novanutrients.com and learn more about Potential, the only scientifically formulated chewable children's multivitamin patented for behavior, learning, and academic performance. Potential provides active vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants from whole foods like superfruits and berries. It's the only kids' vitamin with an advanced form of vitamin K2 that helps build strength strong, healthy bones. What it doesn't have are additives, colors, preservatives, and sugars found in most mass-market kids' vitamins. Objective test results in one 11-year-long classroom study showed the potential made a significant impact on standardized test scores. Teachers love it, and kids say it tastes great. So give the kids you love every advantage with Potential. Get a special price on Kids Potential with my discount code, M-I-K-E, when you visit NovaNutrients.com. That's NovaNutrients.com.
It's Thursday night, and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool. And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody, squeeze in. Say cheese!
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car, which, if you're buzzed... could be the most expensive night of your life. Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You accidentally cut your daughter's bangs unevenly. Do you A, line things up a centimeter from her hairline?
Man, oh man, oh man, oh man, oh man!
No, sweatbands are so hot right now. Everyone's wearing them. Like that basketball player and that other basketball player.
B, get spiritual.
Mom, where did all the mirrors go?
A reflection could never capture our true selves.
Huh?
Beauty is within.
C, look on the bright side.
Less time blow drying, more time texting.
Or D, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have
Ta-da! Twinsies!
I kinda love it. As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to The Cat Show. Up next, we have Nico. Nico is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right. A group known especially for their sunspot sleeping, ball chasing, leg rubbing, couch purring, bed leaping, and of course, companionship.
Wonderful. And what breed would you say Nico is?
I'd have to go with a tabby-ish Persian kind of mix.
Tremendous cat.
I'd also like to point out her coat's wonderful mix of colors. Is it black, gray, gray-black, brown?
Somewhere in between.
Indeed.
You know, it's always special when we get to see a cat like this.
Just look how she struts.
It's like she owns the place.
And how she's so incredibly cute in her indifference to commands.
A strong-willed feline.
Ah, and see how she curls up and cuddles her person.
The pitch on her purring is simply perfect.
Nice one.
I know. Fantastic cat.
Fantastic indeed. But really the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Nico is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
And a little reminder, again, if you've never participated in the After Hours party, that is the Horn Malloy Skype chat group on Skype, it'll be picking up about 5 after midnight Eastern, 5 after 9 Pacific. If you've never participated, just send a contact request on Skype to Sparky Dunk, SparkyDunc, and you will have a wonderful time. So that was in the last segment. That was New Mexico and a little bit about what we like to call home here in the hills. Well, remember the oil well disaster and the Horizon disaster, the BP Horizon disaster in the Gulf? And remember how the oil just poured out by the tens of thousands of hundreds of thousands of millions of gallons while the CEO of BP said, I certainly would like to have my life back. Remember that? Sure. And remember how the oil just kept pouring out? Yeah, yeah, right. Well, it happens. Things like that can happen on dry land, too. Of course, we've seen pipeline disasters and whatnot. And, of course, in the we were talking about things that are happening in largely overlooked, ignored areas of the United States, whether it be San Juan County, New Mexico, or Weld County, Colorado, or Boone and Raleigh County in West Virginia, Harlan County in Kentucky, Wise County in Virginia. Well, guess what? If you live in, say, Los Angeles, you're not exempt. If you're in the L.A. area, did you know, has anybody told you that since October the 23rd, and the story I got this from is from 2 days ago, so it's not like I missed something and they just got it fixed. No, the story's from 2 days ago. Since October 23rd, a gas storage site in L.A., has been leaking. Somehow or another, the language doesn't seem to keep up with the nature of the disaster. It's been leaking. That's like having a drippy faucet. Yep. You know, honey, it's leaking. We probably ought to do something about that. No. The site is Aliso Canyon, and there is a natural gas storage well there. That's about 30 miles northwest of downtown L.A. And hey, even as we speak, and for the last month and 4 days, the Aliso Canyon storage well has been releasing 50,000 kilograms of methane per, wait for it, truth seeker, hour. 50,000 kilograms of natural gas per hour. That's going to be great. Look, we live on a planet that can't take much more. And we're just throwing more fuel on the global warming climate change fire. 50,000 kilograms of methane per hour. Southern California Gas Company discovered the leak on October 23rd. And they can't contain it. They somehow can't fix it. Because in the world of profit, you don't think about solving problems unless they happen. It's, to bring everything full circle, it's just like that lawful gun owner we've been talking about. We have no way of knowing when the lawful gun owner will become an awful gun owner until the lawful gun owner proves it to us by making sure that some 37-year-old doesn't get to be a 38-year-old, or making sure that some cop actually doing his or her job just doesn't go home that day, or a woman going for a pap smear doesn't find out that she's okay and doesn't have cancer, but instead just gets dead in the name of the Second Amendment. Because solving the problem before the problem started would impact some company's ability to make horse-gagging loads of money. Here, then, the statement from SoCalGas. We've been working closely with all of the appropriate public agencies, including the L.A. City and County Fire Departments and Hazmat Departments, the L.A. County of Health and Department of Health, and the California Division of Oil, Gas, and Geothermal Resources, and the South Coast Air Quality Management District. Well, good for you. We sincerely apologize for any concern this odor is causing the neighboring communities. However, the leak does not pose an imminent threat to health or public safety. The well is located in an isolated mountain area more than a mile away and a mile from and more than 1,200 feet higher than the closest home or public area. Scientists agree natural gas is not toxic. What scientists? And that its odorant is not toxic at the minute levels at which it is added to natural gas. Health and air quality officials said that the levels of the additive found in air samples taken in Porter Ranch should not pose a health problem. Once again, we apologize to our neighbors and residents who may be affected by the odor of natural gas. So wait a minute. If I start huffing natural gas, that is the one hydrocarbon on planet Earth that is not going to poison me? Yeah, got it. Time to get out of here. Keep it lit, truth seekers. Have a great weekend, all of you. Say goodnight, Agnes.
Good night, Agnes.
Hi, True Seekers. Kathy Malloy here, back with another testimonial from Nova Joint, the physician-designed supplement for smooth, gliding joints. It's worked for me, and it's working for our listeners, too. A True Seeker in Los Angeles writes, "Since I started taking Nova Joint for sore fingers and hands, I noticed that my nails are stronger and don't break anymore. What a great side benefit at only one capsule a day. I would have bought Nova Joint just for this. By the way, my hands felt better with Nova Joint in less than 2 weeks. I'm telling my friends." Well, thank you. I'm telling my friends, too. Return to those daily activities you used to enjoy. And, hey, enjoy beautiful nails, too. Visit MikeMalloy.com and click on the Nova Joint ad and use the special discount code MIKE. Or save even more on 3 bottles when you use the code MIKE3. Stop hurting and be happy.
A single ember from a wildfire can travel over a mile. It can ignite and destroy your home and even your community. To that ember, all those branches hanging over your roof might as well be giant matchsticks ready to spark. The pile of dry leaves and twigs clogging your gutters are the perfect kindling to start a fire. And all those debris piles and brush around your yard, which you haven't taken care of yet, are pure lighter fluid, ready to ignite. There are some fire hazards that aren't clearly marked, and they can impact you and your neighbors. Learn to spot them, because your home is better protected from wildfire damage when your whole community is prepared. Visit fireadapted.org for more tips on how to get started adapting your home and community to wildfires. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.